Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson, and I am delighted to lead you in prayer this morning. As you know, we are reading through Jesus Calling by Sarah Youngs. She began her devotion today with readings from Zephaniah, the third chapter, and Matthew chapter 7. While our author focused on listening for the voice of God in our devotional, these texts also reveal God's heart for and intentions concerning us. After Jesus implored his followers to ask, seek, and knock in Matthew chapter 7, he goes on to say, "Which of you, if your son or daughter asks for bread, will give him or her a stone? Or if he or she asks for a fish, will give him or her a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" No parent turns away their child with something inadequate or injurious. God is better and kinder than most earthly parents. God isn't telling us to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, only to give us something detrimental to our well-being. If we ask for bread, he won't give us a stone that will break our teeth or cut our throats. My sisters and brothers, God isn't asking us to come in prayer only to respond with, "Gotcha." Our God isn't into trickery or deceit. Your enemy in the flesh or spirit may have come as a wolf in sheep's clothing, but that was not our God. Let me be clear about our God's character. God is light, and there is no darkness or deception in God. I've tried God in prayer, and God has proven faithful. When I asked for healing, my pain ceased. Precancerous cells were replaced with healthy ones. Fibroids were removed, masses disappeared, and muscles were fully restored. Not always in my time, y'all, but in God's time, which was never too late. When I asked for direction, I was given a map or an arrow. When I needed comfort, I got a hug in worship, a happy memory, or a sweet text or call that brought peace, a peace that surpassed all understanding. When I asked for protection, God showed up in the form of an unpulled trigger, a witness who spoke to my character, and a change in itinerary that had me nowhere near the tragedy. Not only is God able to supply all of our needs, but this text also reminds us that God wants to. The natural inclination or desire of parents to take care of their children, to provide for them, and to make them happy, multiply that exponentially. That is how good God's intentions are for us. God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Our God delights in answering your prayers. So don't be afraid to ask or be timid. Ask God for what you want and what you need. Let us pray. God, we thank you that you're always mindful of us, always thinking of us, always watching over us. For you indeed are our keeper, our sustainer, our guardian, guide, and stay. We are so grateful that your thoughts towards us are of good and not of evil. Help us to remember, God, your character, your nature, and your track record. When things don't look good or feel good, help us to remember that you are a good, good father and a loving mother to us. That you don't orchestrate the bad in our lives. That you don't sit in heaven dishing out punishment, sickness, or tragedy. For you indeed are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. When we don't understand the circumstances of our lives, help us to look back over our relationship with you and remember. Remember the ways you made, the things you provided, the harm you blocked, the comfort you've given, all the ways that you've shown us love. God, be with each and every person under the sound of my voice. Meet them at the point of their need. Grant them the desires of their hearts and allow all the plans you've given them to succeed. Blow their minds today, God, with the blessings that only you can provide. Show yourself to be the miracle worker that you are. Now I bind up the hand of the enemy and any attempts that he may come that he may bring to come between you and your people, to cause strife in homes or on jobs, in schools, in organizations, in our church, and in the community. Satan, we call you out today. You are a liar, a deceiver, and you have no power. We command you to stand down and sit down in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover this nation and world with your spirit of justice, love, unity, and peace. Answer every prayer on our prayer walls. Touch every person and family on our prayer list. Show up with every person who is suffering and who is ready to give up. Help them to hold on a little while longer. Send them a rainbow so that they can remember that never will you leave them or forsake them. Help each of us to trust you even when we can't trace you. Bless our pastor, our staff, our leadership, our membership, past, present, and future. Allow this ray of hope to shine brightly, piercing through the darkness of this world, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. My sisters and brothers, we thank you for joining us for prayer this morning. We invite you to join us Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for worship, both here in the sanctuary and online. And then come back next Wednesday morning for prayer. Go in power and peace, trusting God to be able to be all you need. Have a great day.